leader is louder. KFAN is Minnesota's sports leader. FM 100.3, The Fan.
Castle takes the snap, whips it out to Cordero Patterson to the right side, gets a great block from Matt Asiata, and Cordero gets loose at the 40 to the Ravens 50,
oh,
and
he's
Cordero
gone.
Patterson is gone! Wow! It's a 79-yard screen pass touchdown, Cordero Patterson!
It's X's and O's with head coach Mike Zimmer on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. X's and O's is presented by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Now, from Winter Park, here's the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen.
X's and O's with Mike Zimmer is presented by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. I'm Paul Allen. Did you have a respite over the weekend? Did you get any relaxation time, or was it work, work, work?
Well, I did get a little bit of relaxation time. I sat by the fireplace and watched tape. And so it was kind of good, though. It was great to be able to go back over all the things that we've done in the first five games, the positives and the negatives.
Gas burning, gas fire, or wood burning?
It was a wood burning.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So you got the crackles and the smell and everything.
Yeah.
Did you, when you were reflecting over the weekend, did you find yourself missing your tractor?
No, because my tractor was real close to me.
It is, really?
Yeah, well, it was where I was at.
Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic. When you did the self-scouting off the two and three start, what were some positives you saw with your team?
Well, you know, we're still growing as a football team, and I can see the positive things as we get going, and the negative things are all correctable, and that's the good part about it. And so I think maybe that's the most positive. The negatives that I saw, I believe that we can get it fixed and get it turned around and go in the right direction.
Mike, the day after the Green Bay game, I like what you said Friday. It's not like the team is 0-5. It's 2-3. You said that to the media and subsequently the public. Did you have to profess that to your team, players and or coaches, after that Green Bay game because everybody was so down?
Well, I just felt at the time it was appropriate that we remind everybody about some of the positive things that happened. You know, we've played a lot of good football teams in these first 5 weeks. A lot of the predictors had predicted us to be 0-5, and you know, it caught up to us the other night. But the good thing is if we'll keep working, if we'll keep doing the things, we'll keep with the same attitude and keep trying to overcome all of these things that have happened to this football team over the first 5 weeks, then we're going to end up being a good team.
In the Saints game, you get down two touchdowns. They missed that extra point, and it looked like New Orleans was going to steamroll away. But then there came a moment in that game where things evened out. And in fact, if the Captain Munterlin call goes your way, you might win that game. In the Green Bay game, do you feel it had that same feel at 14-0? It got to 14-0, which obviously you don't want to be there. But then the game kind of stabilized and slowed down, and you got their offense off the field. What happened after that?
Well, then we had a bunch of turnovers in the second quarter, and then kind of things got really out of hand. And so, you know, the feeling in the New Orleans game where we started getting things slowed down, we started moving the ball, we got some points and to get the game close, we end up turning the ball over, and that kind of hopeful situation turned into more of a hopeless situation.
Overall, with your defense, what's happening that frustrates you? I mean, not to go player by player and personally identify individuals, but what frustrates you with this defense 5 games into it?
That we haven't done a good enough job in the running game. That's always been kind of my forte, is making sure we make teams one-dimensional, we make them throw the football, and we've allowed too many people to have 10-yard runs on us, 35-yard run, whatever it was the other night. And so we've got to do a better job of being in the right place, whether it's in the extra guys in the box or being in some kind of double safety defense.
And like you said earlier, you do believe those problems are correctable. I mean, they're making mistakes where you can look at player A and player B and say, if you do this, that's not going to happen.
Right. And a lot of it is believing, guys getting to believe in what we're telling them. You know, it's easy when everything's going great for guys to believe. When things get a little bit chaotic, and you have to revert back to fundamentals and being in the right place and what you've relied on. And we've tried to work extremely hard as defensive coaches here. We've worked extremely hard in pass defense and coverage and those things, because I felt like that was an issue coming in. And as you find out, there's different throughout the course of time. You spend a lot of time on something, and something else ends up not being as good as you can. So you put your finger in that dike and you go on.
And to that point, it seems like most of your DBs are playing well. I mean, I know your expectations are very high, but it seems like most of the DBs are playing well. Harrison Smith, I think, from afar, is having a wonderful season. And Josh Robinson appears to be having his best season as a pro. Would you agree with that?
Well, I don't know about the best season as a pro, but I know that we can play a lot better back there than we have too. My expectations, as you said, are extremely high. We have to get the mentality in that my guy's not ever going to catch the ball. He's going to catch it sometimes. So we've got to do a better job in those situations. And I think if we all get that mentality that my guy's not going to, I'm going to make the tackle, I'm going to defeat this blocker, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I'm not going to let my guy catch the ball, then we're all going to be better off.
And Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings on X's and O's, and you said you're not a patient man. So you, in essence, have to battle yourself as much as you have to battle the teaching process only 5 games into it. This was one of the worst defenses in the history of Minnesota Vikings football last year. So there's a lot of work to be done, and you're only 5 games into it. You have to be patient, right?
We do. I have to try to remember to be patient. That's not my strong suit. I wanted to be good yesterday and the day before that. But I do believe that this football team wants to be good, and I believe that if you play good as a team, you can play good offense and defense. But you have to play as a team. You can't play as a lot of individuals, and they've heard that message from the day I walked in, and they're going to continue to hear the message, and we'll get through to them, and we have the ability to do it, and we just have to do it together.
Here you are, middle of the week, Calvin Johnson, Reggie Bush, couple of game changers for Detroit's offense, very much in question for the weekend. How does that change how you practice?
Well, we still prepare for those guys if they end up playing, we have to prepare for them, and then we'll have other calls that we won't use if they don't play. But we're preparing for their best, and you know, they've still got a lot of other ability. Golden Tate is doing a nice job on the outside. They've got Pettigrew as the tight end, and Ebron the other tight end that they drafted this year.
Yep.
Stafford's an excellent quarterback, another one that we have to play. They can make all the throws, and their offensive line is doing a nice job as well.
What happened to their offense when Calvin left the game against Buffalo?
Well, I don't know that it was just a combination of that. I think Buffalo did a nice job playing them defensively. They've had some up and down games on offense, just like everybody has. But I think, you know, they went up 14-0, and then they just kind of settled in, and I think, like all teams, Buffalo did a nice job defensively.
Teddy Bridgewater's back in the mix. How much did it bug him missing that Green Bay game? I know he's an even-keeled guy, but could you tell not playing in that game really got to him?
Well, not so much that he not playing in a game got to him, but when he comes out to practice every day, you know, I see the smile on his face and the excitement about how he loves to compete and loves to be out there, and I see it more when he's playing than when he's standing.
You've had to use 3 different starting quarterbacks 3 consecutive games. Now Teddy Bridgewater's back in the mix. He makes all of the dances if healthy the rest of the way, I would imagine. What does the offense miss when Bridgewater's not in there?
Well, I think a little bit of Teddy has such a quick release and knows where to go with the football. Nothing really fazes him. He doesn't get shook by a missed assignment somewhere. He just gets him going, and I think the team has a lot of confidence in him. So I think the biggest thing with that is the confidence that we have in Teddy, not so much what we don't have when we're out there.
Adam Thielen made some plays at the end of the Green Bay game. Is Adam improving, or was he a product of the score and the timing of the game?
Well, I think Adam did a nice job, especially late in the ball game. He went in there and made some catches, some great catches away from his body. And you know, it's a credit to guys that, like him, that just keep working each and every day. They keep giving their best, and they keep fighting and try to get on the field and try to do whatever they can to help the team. And he's doing that in special teams and in offense and any way that he can, really. So we like guys like Adam that want to go out and compete every day.
Last one. Cordarrelle Patterson said on the radio a couple of weeks ago that his practice habits needed to improve. Have they?
Well, I don't know what they were like before. I know that he's done a better job in a lot of different areas as far as his practicing. I think he's improved in some of the areas on what we need to do, and he's still got some areas to improve on. You know, I know everybody talks about his athletic ability and all of the talents that he has, but he's still a young developing receiver. He's a second year guy that played 1 year in college, and so he's going to continue to learn. We're going to continue to teach him and continue to keep working at him to get better each and every day. And I look forward to when he does take that next step to being a great receiver, not just a good receiver.
Thanks for the chat, sir. Good luck.
Thank you.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. More X's and O's around the corner on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
30, 20, touchdown! Harrison Smith with his third career defensive touchdown. It's an 83-yard interception touchdown, and the Vikings lead the Rams 33-3. Harry the Hitman, how about that?
And welcome back to X's and O's. Paul Allen now joined by Jerry Gray, defensive backs coach for the Minnesota Vikings. But first, we would like to invite you to join me and Paul Charchian Friday morning from 9 to noon at Buffalo Wild Wings in Roseville. It's a Friday football feast presented by Miller Lite. Check out the complete schedule at Vikings.com or via my show page, the Paul Allen show page at KFAN.com. Hello, Mr. Gray. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How's the week of practice gone, sir?
Oh, it's been going good. It's been going good. Guys got good spirits.
I liked after the Green Bay game, you know, and I mean, you've been around for years. After the Green Bay game and just kind of observing things in the locker room, you were walking around the locker room, not only to your guys, the defensive backs, but to really as many people as you could touch within the team, reminding them, only one game, guys. It's only one game. Score looked bad, but it was only one game.
That's it, because, again, you know, you're only going to get graded on one game. You know, you still got 11 football games to go, and if you try to, you know, I try to remind those guys, you can't let Green Bay beat you twice. And if you're thinking about the loss of Green Bay this week, then here comes Detroit. Now Green Bay just beat you twice.
I know you're a perfectionist by trade. You were very good at what you did when you played DB, specifically with the Rams. But so the 42-10 at the end of the equation, that was the score, and everybody hated it. It put you at 2-3. From a defensive back standpoint, correct me if I'm wrong here, your guys didn't play that badly in the game.
Well, I mean, when you look at it, you've seen a couple of passes. And to me, when you look at that play, you say, okay, like the deep seven and over that Harrison got beat on. And I'm a result of that because whatever Harrison do, I do. I can't do it then do it physically. So I don't like for my guys to get beat on anything. And I take it hard. But the thing is, I want them to understand that, you know what, it's still just one game. We got to make sure that those plays don't show up, because you don't want them plays showing up every week. And to me, a loss is a loss. It doesn't matter if I played. Our guys got four interceptions and we lost the game. We still lost the game.
On that play, that deep one to Jordy Nelson, A, it was Jordy's only catch in the game. B, correct me and or teach me here, because I saw certain players defensively bite on a play action, and then all of a sudden I see Harrison on one half of the field and the other half is open.
Yeah.
And when you got guys like Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers, and granted Sharif Floyd may have been held on that play, but that happens all the time, Aaron and Jordy are going to find that open space. So I thought somebody didn't get back to their spot more so than Harrison was beat.
Well, we didn't, you know, because again, Blandon is responsible for it also. And then on that play, when you look at it, like you said, if you're as professionals, what most teams do is they get into bunch areas where they get everybody in together, one guy out there, where that's more like play action pass. And the more that young guys play, they will see that formation as not as a run formation, but more as a pass formation. So that way, Blanton won't bite up on it. He won't leave Harrison by himself. But then also, when I'm coaching Harrison, I told him that, you know what, Sean Taylor used to get beat on that same route. Because what happens is you overplayed the seven. Well, anybody in the league, if you be in front of seven, the seven and go going to beat you. So you have to let him take you to the seven and not jump the seven as if the ball was in the air. So that's what young guys go through. And you know, sorry that it's growing pains, and I have to go through it, but so do they.
Is Sean Taylor, a guy you used to coach, is he the best safety with whom you've ever worked?
Well, I would say, you know, Sean Taylor, really, really good safety. Earl Thomas, right close second.
Yep.
You know, those guys were neck and neck. And the thing that made them special is they had great athletic ability, but their mindset played faster than their youth. And when you can get guys do that, they got the athletic ability of a young guy, but the mind of an old guy. And when you can put that combination together, that's deadly, really.
Did you recently see a Football Life on Sean Taylor on NFL Network?
Yeah, I got a chance to see that. I mean, incredible.
How emotional was that?
I mean, it's the most amazing thing because we were in Green Bay at pretty much the same time, raining. He dropped two interceptions and caught two. Before, I think, 2 or 3 weeks later, that's when he passed away. Mm. But you can see, you never know what's going to happen. But as a football player, he was probably the most humble guy I've ever been around because he never really talked, but he played at a Hall of Fame level.
Jerry Gray, defensive backs coach, Minnesota Vikings. This is X's and O's provided by Xfinity. To some of the players in the secondary, Josh Robinson. From afar, it seems like, outside of maybe the 3rd and 16 in New Orleans and a handful of situations, it seems like Josh is having a pretty good year. Through his first 10, his rookie year, he looked the part. Then, for whatever the reason, it came back a little bit. Last year, he tried to be slot guy and kind of was miscast. This year, looks like things are getting better for Josh.
Well, you know, the thing that I try to look at young guys and say, okay, when I grade him from last year, he was playing two positions. He played the nickel and the corner. And that's really hard for a first-year guy who's never played inside. So, taking that, I said, okay, let's see if he can just play one position and really get comfortable at it. And then you give a chance to do that. That's why we were fortunate enough to bring in Captain, who had played nickel and corner, so it's not new to him. And now when Josh comes in, the thing I want to get Josh to understand is you can be a really, really good corner, but when your numbers call, you have to make your plays. You know, I always use the analogy of baseball. If you're batting 500 in baseball, you're probably a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But if you're batting 500 in football, you're not good. You're average. And so as a defensive back, you got to make more plays you give up. And that's when they start telling you and letting you know that you are a good football player.
Really makes you respect exactly what went into the game for Antoine Winfield.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe one of the best inside nickel guys in the history of the NFL.
Well, you know, and I was fortunate enough to coach him at Buffalo. So I knew what Antoine had. And you're talking about a really good football player, solid guy outside, solid guy inside. Now, you're paying a guy for one position, I mean, one check to play two positions at a high level. Mm. And that really never happens a lot. You know, that's like having a linebacker that's a great pass rusher. And now he never comes off the football field, and he can give you two jobs. So when you find a really, really good nickel, that guy is really, really good for your team.
What's it like being a DB's coach for Mike Zimmer, a defensive-minded head coach who won a Super Bowl as a DB's coach with Dallas?
Well, a lot of knowledge. You know, I get a chance to see and listen to see what he sees from those standpoints. I know he's been in this defense for a long time. This is my first year. So I get a chance to see why he do what he do, why this is that, because I don't ask questions. I sit and listen. I mean, and I know that, you know what, I've coached DBs. We've been to Super Bowls and stuff like that. But I'm in a new position. I get a chance to learn from a guy who's done it for a long time.
Xavier Rhodes, you guys have put a lot of time into Xavier Rhodes. For those who watch training camp and organized team activities and mini camp, technique. A lot of work done to the technique of Xavier Rhodes, who clearly is a very raw talent and clearly very talented. How's it coming along?
He's like Clay. And that's the good thing. You know, whenever you take a guy that's willing and has the ability to do it, and if he wants to get it, now it's going to take a lot of work. And that's what you see. He's a work in progress. You know, you look at the New England game, he didn't have a really good game there. You know, he was trying. Now, the next two or three games, he's been pretty solid. And I tell him, I said, you know, to be a pro is to be consistent. All the time, you got to be on your game. When you step out on the football field, your game has to come now. You can't say, well, coach, I need to get into the first quarter. No, pros ready as soon as they step on the football field, and that's what we're really trying to get him to do.
So in the Atlanta game, it was Xavier. You are handling number 11. You are on Julio Jones. That's your deal the whole game.
That's it. You know, and the thing is that when you find guys who accept the challenge and goes out there and plays, there's no fear in him. He's going to do his job. He's doing the technique that we taught him, but he's taking it to the football field. That's when you're going to get a good football player. And it's going to take him some time. And to me, he wants to be good. And I tell him, you know what? Experience is going to make you good. Keep working. Keep playing.
Harrison Smith, what makes him good?
Harrison is probably a smart guy. Really, really smart. The game comes to him real fast. He understands it, but he also has ability to play. So, you know, I put him in that category. You know, you look at Earl, you look at Sean Taylor. Now you're talking about Harrison. It's my first year with him. So I really didn't know Harrison. I knew him when I graded him in college, but now I see a guy on the football field who can really take another step mentally and physically and say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be up and back and all over the place. Now give me a chance to play what I'm really good at, and I think playing safety is really good for him.
In a Mike Zimmer defense, and you would know this being a former defensive coordinator, there's a lot of stress put on the defensive backs in this type of defense, right?
Yep.
And that's what they should want, though, right?
Well, I mean, to me, if you are a really good football player, you want the stress being put on you, because now – if you out there playing and you're a challenge guy and you want that challenge, that's what's going to happen when you're in this defense. You look at the defense that he's been in, the Cowboys, Cincinnati, and now here in Minnesota, those guys are really good. You know, Cincinnati was really good, number five in the league last year.
Yep.
And if we can keep working and get to where we got to be, stopping the run, putting stress on, don't let them throw the ball over your head, you'll be a really good defense.
Thank you, Jerry. I always enjoy the chat.
Thanks very much for having me.
Good luck against the Lions, all right?
All right, thank you.
Jerry Gray, defensive backs coach for the Minnesota Vikings, and that concludes X's and O's presented by Xfinity. Make sure to join host Mike Musselman along with Vikings center John Sullivan for Vikings Country tomorrow at 6 in the evening at Poor Richards in Bloomington. You can win great prizes, including a trip to the Miller Lite Touchdown in the Tropics in Cancun. Visit Vikings.com/Vikings Country for more information. We thank those who assisted with this radio show, specifically the producer at the flagship FM 100.3, The Fan, Eric Nordquist, and the producer here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, Jay Nelson. The executive producer for the Vikings Radio Network is Chad Abbott, and the executive producer for the Vikings Entertainment Network is Brian Harper. We thank Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer and defensive backs coach Jerry Gray for joining us, and I'm Paul Allen. Thank you for listening to X's and O's with Mike Zimmer, presented by Xfinity on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.